Proverbs 16:24 says, "Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones." At BBF, we take serious things seriously, but we also like to have fun, and we believe that we should enjoy God's salvation and enjoy God Himself. Habakkuk 3:18 says, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." So it's important that the soldier of Jesus Christ who is fighting the good fight of faith with the whole armor of God understand that Jesus is our example. We need proper rest. We need some downtime during our day, including time in prayer and time receiving encouragement from God's words, which are pleasant words indeed. And we need to understand that others that we're surrounded by, they have the same need. If you're married, your spouse needs to hear more from you than just your complaints and your aches and your pains. A critical word might be justified at times, but your spouse also needs to hear words of love, appreciation, and encouragement. If you're always in a bad mood, it can be a drag on your marriage. We read back in Proverbs 15:13, "A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken." The same is true for other relationships. If you're always down and negative, your words will be like small doses of poison to those hearing you. But did you know that it will also hurt your own health? Your own health and well-being can be hurt if you're always in a dark mood and spouting off about things that you don't like. We'll see in the next chapter of Proverbs a very clear statement in Proverbs 17:22, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." So you have to make a choice. Will you balance your complaining and negativity by choosing the joy of the Lord? Or will you choose to exist in a constant darkness, a downward negative spirit and countenance, and suffer the consequences right down to your own personal health, right down to the bones? Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. Over in the book of Nehemiah, we see him telling the people of Israel in chapter 8, who are returning from the Babylonian captivity, not to spend their time in constant mourning and sorrow, but to worship the Lord with joy. He told them to feast and to be charitable toward those who had little or nothing to eat so that they could feast with them. And Nehemiah 8:10 tells us, quote, "Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." That's something I repeat to myself regularly. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Just think about that. We would do well to remember those words. It's good to fight the good fight. It's good to stand for what is right and to resist the devil. It's good to call things as they are and deal with the darkness with courage and honesty. But don't forget the joy, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Speak pleasant words, especially when you can speak the pleasant words of God, in order to encourage yourself in the Lord and to encourage others. It's a healthy part of a biblically sound spiritual diet. As our proverb says, pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Once in a while we get criticized because we have a good time and we'll laugh when it's fitting and proper. I have nothing to say to those people but get over yourself and stop being a sourpuss. Pleasant words, which would include something that's humorous, something lighthearted once in a while, something just to give someone a little levity. And again, speaking the words of God are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. So here's to your health.